In today's episode, you'll find out why to choose intentions instead of resolutions.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ plus kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Huster. Let's get started.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Huster, and today is day 11 of our 12-day holiday capsule, More Human Moments for the Most Wonderful and Complicated Time of the Year. These 12 days will guide you through simple exercises and responses to empower you and help you stay grounded and reflective. You do not have to conform to holiday pressure. Your peace and presence are the rebellion. These are not fluffy holiday tips. They're real moments for real humans. Today, we're stepping outside of the pressure cooker of resolutions and into something softer and perhaps wiser. Intentions. By the end of today's short episode, you'll learn why resolutions often fail and make you feel worse. You'll learn how to set intentions that support your emotional well-being. And you'll learn a 2-minute free write ritual that helps anchor your entire year. So let's get into it. Here's the scenario. Your inbox is full of new year, new you messages and resolution posts. You're exhausted just thinking about changing or improving anything. What you secretly want is to feel less scattered, not more optimized. I want you to really hear this. Resolutions come from pressure. Intentions come from truth. Resolutions demand transformation. Intentions invite alignment. And what parents and allies need, especially after the year we've had, isn't more pressure. It's more clarity, more groundedness, more connection to what matters. So ask yourself, not what you want to achieve, but who you want to become. So here is the strategy. Set intentions instead of resolutions. Ask who you want to be and how you want to feel, not what you need to fix. Today's ritual is the 2-minute free write. So get out your journal or notebook or diary or scrappy piece of paper, and write at the top of the page, in 2026, I want to feel fill in the blank. Set a timer for 2 minutes and write without editing. Just let it flow out of you. Do not overthink it. In fact, try not to think. Just let the words come from your heart. Your intentions will surface quietly. If you want a little more time with this free write, add this question. What is the one feeling I want more of in the coming year? And what supports that feeling? Thank you for taking this pause with me today. These small, steady practices are how we stay grounded, connected, and courageous this time of year. If today's reflection felt supportive, please share it with someone who might need it. And for more resources, weekly reflections, and support, visit heatherhester.net. Tomorrow is day 12 and our final episode in this special holiday capsule. And it will be a reflection on hope and the ripple effect of kindness. Until then, remember, you don't need pressure. You just need direction from your soul.